This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome to another week of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As you can tell, I'm not Doug Steffen. I'm Rich McFadden from Radio America, but I am here with Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine, the man behind putting the list together every week that tabulates the big hits that you talk about on talk radio across the country. Talkers Magazine goes across all the radio stations, talk radio stations in the country every week, listens to what you are talking about, and then they tabulate this list, and then each week Doug and Michael talk about it and have a little conversation. So this week I'm going to have the opportunity to do that with Michael. So Michael, let's go through the list for April 1st to April 5th of 2019.
Rich, it's good to be with you, and it's always fun when you and I do this show together. And it was a crazy week. It was about 3 or 4 weeks in one. Every day it looked as though it was going to go in a different direction. It started out as a ball of fire with two or three issues.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Is there never not a crazy week under the Trump
presidency? This one was a week of whiplash. This was a week where it was crazier than usual, but in a subtle way. It wasn't just one story after another. It was stories going, zigging, and zagging.
We'll explain it as we go forward.
At number 10, we have the NCAA Final Four. At number 9, we have Mick Jagger's heart surgery, and that's tied with Netflix rates increases, which really offered a lot of hosts the opportunity to talk about the changing paradigm of streaming in Hollywood. Yeah. The Nipsey Hussle shooting at number 8, and that's tied with a Tennessee bridge collapse, which was a big story for 2 days and then disappeared, but made it to the list. At number 7, the Chicago mayoral election, and in Georgia, the heartbeat bill both occupy the 7th rung. The 2020 Democratic field is at number 6, and of course, that is an umbrella topic that has all kinds of subtopics in it. Trump versus Obamacare came in at number 5. It really looked like it was going to be the second most talked about story of the week, but it turned out to be number 5, and that was one of the whiplash topics. It started out one way, went another way. Then at number 4, one that ties into number 6, Joe Biden's Me Too problem. That is a very interesting story.
It's a very interesting story.
Oh, yeah. Ties into things. The best stories, you know, as Doug points out, you know, his talk tree concept. One branch leads to another to another. At number 3, we have Trump and the Mexican border. Whiplash all the way. Started out, we're closing the border. Well, maybe we're not closing the border.
Now we're maybe Oregon.
Exactly. The Trump tax returns issue snuck in at number 2.
That's the story that just won't go away.
Yeah. Interestingly, the head of the House Ways and Means Committee, Congressman Richard Neal of Massachusetts, this is his first time in the national spotlight. He's no stranger to me because the area that I have my main home in western Massachusetts and where the Talker's offices are located is in his district. And we call him, just like we call you, Richie. We call him, he's just known as Richie. He is the number one political figure in western Massachusetts for the last 30-some-odd years.
Wow.
And it's really funny all of a sudden seeing him step into the national spotlight when you know a guy locally who's never really been a grandstander.
His name is Richie. They call him Richie.
It's Richard Neal, Congressman Richard Neal from western Mass. Interesting guy and a very, very smart, formidable politician. At number 1, we have the Mueller report aftermath. That kind of sent out a ripple of influence on everything else that we talked about. And what it really did is it put the spotlight of scrutiny on the media. It furthered the rift between the left and the right. There are people that say, see, you guys did a bad job. You lied to the public. It was a hoax. Others say, what, 4 pages? What, are you kidding me? It's a cover-up.
Yeah.
So that goes on. Plus, it changed the mood of the president after his victory lap. It kind of emboldened him for such subjects as the southern border.
Emboldened the right.
Right.
But let me tell you something. The left, and we'll get into this because it's the number one topic, so we'll count down instead of Doug doing it. the left is saying, whoa, put the brakes on here. We haven't seen anything.
Right.
We're not going to get it. But they jumped on it really quickly, and that's why it got the power that it did. Yeah. All right, so let's back up here a little bit. Let's start, because I find number 10 really interesting. It's the final four, and I don't find it really interesting for the normal reasons. You know, everybody gets all excited because we get your brackets, and, you know, you put your $5 in the poll, and you go and you watch, and you have wings and beer with your friends at the local, you know, pub or whatever. And it's a great time. It's an American event. It's really fun. But here's what I find really interesting about it, and here's why I think it ties into talk radio really well. Not just sports talk radio, because obviously it's a monster in sports talk radio, but political talk radio or information talk radio.
Yeah.
The government, the gambling aspect of this, the fact that you have all of these gambling sites with apps where you can sit in the venue where the game is taking place and you can bet on the games that non-professional players are playing while the game is going on, and that the government and that the leagues, the NCAA, the NBA, the NFL, MLB, hockey, all of them are finally going, yes, now we got what we really want. And the government's play in this is, great, you guys go gamble. We're going to tax it all and make zillions of dollars. Happy to have it. And the government is really interesting in that we don't want you to drink, we don't want you to smoke, and we don't want you to gamble, but we're happy to take your money if you want to do it anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's
absolutely
what I find really fascinating about it.
It's a sign of the moral decay that our country is going through, if you want to look at it that way. Another sign is it's a sign that the government's finally getting out of the way of people doing what they want to with victimless crimes, unless, of course, you're a victim of your own crime, being a gambler. It splits down the left and the right in that regard, from libertarianism to, you know, the nanny state. But
yeah.
I think that you made a very good point. I think that's part of the story. I think another part of the story is the hyper fiscal concerns of colleges, that
yes,
they are businesses, that
yes,
they are operating minor league sports businesses that are a major industry unto themselves for the sake of raising their profile, for the sake of raising money,
and
I think that there's a huge discussion going on in America today about the role of colleges in general in our society. What does a degree mean? What does all of the political correctness on campus mean? What does it mean to go into debt to get a degree? And that scam that's going on right now, that story is bubbling under the top 10.
You know what? And that's just going to bring all of this college debt story bubble up to the surface. I mean, the fact that that is happening, and you add that to the money that goes into the college sports, the story that the players don't get paid for their efforts, all of this is going to just bubble up, and it's going to explode at some point. It's boiling over, and it's ready to just come right out of the pot.
I agree. I agree. Yeah. I mean, we can't have a generation of people mired in debt with degrees that don't help them make a living.
It's horrible, and that's a longer, deeper story as to why that's significant. But I want to move on to number 9, because number 9 really is the story that I was excited to talk to you about, and that's the fact that Mick Jagger, thank God this is a fairly minor procedure, you know, it's a heart stent, but they do these things like cleaning your teeth nowadays, so hopefully he should be in and out. But, you know, when you have a major, major, major rock star like Mick Jagger go in for some, when you're playing with a heart, it's fairly serious, it makes you think and look. And one of the things that I started thinking about and looking at was rock radio and how it's changed over the decades. And when I thought about being here with you, I thought about how you are basically the father of AOR radio. It's album-oriented rock radio, which means basically you had the foresight to go, you know what, there's more than just one song on this album, and I want to play deeper tracks, and I want to build my radio station around it. And you created the AOR thing. But then what I thought about even more, how cool that is, but then the fact that you got into talk radio and the amount of hosts that come out of rock radio in the old days versus the new style of talk radio host, well, and what that means.
You're covering a lot of ground there. I'll tell you, there's a definite
tie-in. Call me Doug.
Well, you're doing a really good job. Not that Doug doesn't, but I like the way you've approached this. The old AOR radio, which came out of progressive rock radio, came out of a cultural movement. It was a youth movement, and the music was laden with political messages. The hosts on the air were talkers. You couldn't just get on and say, you know, hey, they're playing the greatest rock music in our city for 20 years. Yeah, that stuff didn't work. You had to come to the table as a host on those stations with some type of political and cultural insights. We used to set records up with these long monologues, and there even was a little bit of interviewing going on with political figures as well as rock stars.
Right.
So it's not surprising that that mentality of bringing culturally relevant topic matter to the music mix splashed over onto what later became pure talk radio when AM stations had to do something to be able to compete with those same rock stations on FM. Now, as far as the word rock is concerned, there is no clear-cut definition of the word rock in 2019. Rock and roll,
right,
and rock music, rhythm and blues, R&B, dance music, all of that stuff, you know, has grown over decades. And we're pretty far in the future right now in terms of the generational connection to music culture. So I don't believe that rock exists anymore as a really clearly identifiable radio format. I don't think rock is dead.
No.
I think it's taken its place as a historic body of music, not a current genre of what's popular this month.
It's not the powerhouse that it was across radio.
No.
But it's still out there. It's still healthy. And there's still great blues-based rock and roll being made.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that the industry has changed so much. And it's so interesting to see how popular talk radio has become in just the radio industry and the powerhouse. So really, it's country. And then you've got your hip hop and talk radio and sports talk radio. Those are the four big gorillas in the room right now.
You're right.
And we're in a sea change here, so we'll see how this goes. But that's a fascinating conversation. Thank you for indulging me. It's coming up on the talk radio countdown. We're going to hit number 8. Speaking of music, Nipsey Hussle talk about infrastructure and the Chicago mayoral election coming up here on the talk radio countdown at 18 past the hour.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. And on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Old vehicles that you've been meaning to repair or sell taking up space in your driveway? Forget the repairs. Just donate it. Support the Eastleigh Farm Educational Foundation. Eastleigh Farm, just outside of Boston, dedicated to the preservation of wholesome organic family farming. This incredible land has been preserved for hundreds of years, and with your help, it can be reserved and preserved even longer. Your donation goes to support one of the great American institutions, the family farm. Donating your vehicle is very easy. It'll be towed at absolutely no cost to you. Trucks, motorcycles, boats, you name it, they'll take it. Your donation may even qualify for a tax deduction. Help protect and preserve the tradition of American family farming. Call toll free 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483. That's 888-342-GIVE. Or go to djvshow.com. Look for the Donate Your Car button at djvshow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden from Radio America here along with Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine in for Doug Steph and I am this week. And we are at number 8 on the Talk Radio Countdown list. And this one is interesting to me. We have co-topics here. It's the Nipsey Hussle shooting and the Tennessee Bridge collapse. Now, two really kind of different and fascinating stories. Obviously, infrastructure is a big, big topic. Politicians keep saying they're going to do something about our bridges, but the left and the right can't get together on the money that they need to spend for it because the Republicans don't want to look like big government and the Democrats don't want to let the Republicans win and actually do something. So nobody wants to actually really talk about infrastructure. And then the Nipsey Hussle thing, Michael, what made this a major story this week? What about this story made it a major story? And I think it's because he was really a decent guy trying to do decent things and turned his life around. But I'm not really sure what made it one of the top 10 stories.
I'm never sure about what makes any murder or any crime stand out among others. This is a rhetorical question. I think the question stands as a statement because you see it all the time. Every year there are two or three criminal stories. Now, in this case, it's a shooting, and anything with shooting and anything with celebrities, it falls right into that gun control political discussion when it comes to talk radio. But the bigger picture in the media, where the newspapers and the television news and they cover things, it's very random. You realize that every day there are shootings in this country. Every day there are break-ins. Every day there are sexual assaults. Every day there are cases of bullying and threatening and mayhem. It's not like these are the only times it happens. So, you know, why does, like many years ago, there was this Boston nanny story suddenly caught the attention of the country? Or
shark attacks.
Right. Usually it's because there's some type of a hook that makes it a conversation starter or a headline grabber, you know, attention, clickbait, whatever. Or it just happens that some reporter got a hold of it and put it out into the news stream in a way that was good reporting and others picked up on it. There's a lot of follow the leader. Sometimes it's like a flock of birds. You see them go by and all of a sudden they'll turn on a dime and go in another direction. Well, scientists have been trying to figure out how that happens. Well, it's the same thing in the news.
Is that new? Is that with the internet? Is that a new phenomenon or did that happen pre-internet? I mean, you're a journalist from years and years.
It happened pre-internet because everything that's on the internet existed pre-internet in old media. It just was slower and less in your face. So it happens more now because of the internet. It happens faster now because of the internet. But no, it's always been you can understand what's going on in the internet if you understand what's happened all through the history of media back to the paintings on the caves, on the walls of the caves. It's just that now in this new era, everything is faster, louder, brighter, and in your face more.
So in radio, we know that a lot of people wake up and they go to the Drudge Report and they kind of do their prep and, you know, they just get from the Drudge Report or whatever other site. Can one person or one group really control the direction that these birds fly in every day, the journalists fly in every day? Is it that easy or is it kind of more random?
It's more random. It's easy in retrospect. You can follow the pattern of any story, but you can't predict it. It's definitely there's a random element to it. Otherwise, people could control the news completely.
I find following data just fascinating and watching the stream of information fascinating and trying to understand it. It's just...
Well, that's the main topic of our times, is the rewiring of the human nervous system as we enter the digital era of the 21st century. That's the big topic. Our nervous systems are rewired. When you talk about following data, you're fascinated by the very thing that's carving out the tone of our lives.
Yeah. All right, coming up, Trump and Obamacare, and then Joe Biden's Me Too problem. Stick around here. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 28 past the hour.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the dust bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because, yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh, no, it's the dust bunny's only natural predator. Run along, dust bunnies, run along.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs. Super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that subjects you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two Georgia police officers shot, wounded, expected to recover, and the suspects now dead after being barricaded inside a home with two hostages for over 15 hours. It ended just a short time ago. Henry County Police Captain Joey Smith says three bodies were found inside the home.
One of them is a adult male, one is a female, adult female, and there's also a 16-year-old son in the house. All deceased.
He says the gunman apparently took his own life. More heartbreak for a family that was holding out hope that a loved one had been found. A young man who claimed this week to be a boy who'd gone missing nearly 8 years ago at the age of six is not Timothy Pitson. Police say DNA tests confirmed he's actually a 23-year-old man from Ohio with a history of mental health problems and impersonating other people. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I never get enough time with Michael Harrison. I could talk with him for hours and hours and days and days and days. But we have a job to do here, Michael, and one of them is to go through the top 10 list. By the way, I'm Rich McFadden from Radio America, and for Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, who puts your list together of the top 10 talk radio topics each week. And right now, Michael is going to go through the top 10 stories and the top 10 people of the week for April 1st to April 5th. Michael?
Okay, we'll do it again then. Let's first go through the stories real fast. At number 10, we have the NCAA Final Four. At number 9, we have Mick Jagger's heart surgery tied with Netflix increasing their rates. At number 8, we have the Nipsey Hussle shooting, and we have the Tennessee Bridge collapse, both occupying the 8th position. At number 7, we also have two different stories that are, you know, separate, but equal in terms of the broad strokes measurements. Chicago mayoral election and the Georgia heartbeat bill. At number 6, we have the 2020 Democratic field, the 2020 election from the Democratic Party side. At number 5, Trump versus Obamacare. Number 4, Joe Biden's Me Too problem, which ties into the 2020 Democratic field story. And I see a lot of his rivals are not defending him that much. Mm-hmm. Trump and the Mexican border at 3. Trump and the tax returns issue at 2. And the aftermath of the Mueller report, which is not going to go away. It's going to be coming out again in its fuller,
yep,
though redacted form for the Congress, and the argument will continue. The 10 most talked about people at number 10, Mick Jagger, Nipsey Hussle at 9, Lori Lightfoot from Chicago at number 8, Pete Buttigieg at number 7. I have a lot of thoughts about this guy. At number 6, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi's at 5, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez is 4, Joe Biden at 3, Attorney General William Barr at 2, and the President of these United States of America, Donald J. Trump, is trumpeting at number 1.
And all right, well, let's make our way. We're at number 7, so we got to get through this here. The Chicago mayoral election is an interesting thing in that we've got a lot of firsts here. We got first openly gay, first black woman, all cool stuff. Great, great, great. Here's the question. Will she be able to clean up the city? It's the city is corrupt as can be. The murder rate is high as can be. Can she really do anything, or is just the city, that city's been corrupt and dangerous for, it's a beautiful city, it's a great city, but you know, it's got its issues, and it's been that way since Al Capone. Can she clean it up?
Well, again, you ask the right questions, I'd be foolish to try to give you precise answers because they're rhetorical.
Right.
The question is, can she clean it up? My gut feeling is obviously not, but maybe some other good could come from her. There's a lot of symbolism in a lesbian, a African American, female being elected to the mayoral position of Chicago. Interesting, she beat another African American woman. It was one way or the other. There was going to be an African American woman running Chicago.
But you know, one thing, it's never going to be a Republican running Chicago. So it's always.
Well, and then again, never say never. You never know because the city is in crisis. But it's many cities. There's aspects to Chicago you'd never know the city has problems, and then of course
it's a great city to go visit. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a big city.
Here's my question now.
Yeah,
what does Rahm Emanuel do now? I mean, that guy, he walks away with nothing on his resume for being a two-term mayor there. Nothing he did helped him there.
Yeah, well, this is what happens in positions like that. Lori Lightfoot might come out of this being just a footnote in history, that she was the first, but nothing really happened. There's nothing saying that things are going to happen. A lot of these jobs are dead-end jobs. They're high-profile positions. And as far as what happens to Rahm Emanuel, I seldom say this because it's not good radio, but frankly, I don't give a damn.
Thank you, though, for saying that. I love your honesty.
It's like what you said to me. I said to me, my eyes rolled.
That note, number 6. Let's get into your fascination with Pete Buttigieg.
I think Pete Buttigieg is, I don't know enough about him to endorse him. I don't know enough about him to say I think he's going to win, but I think he's a winner. And I think he's going to be a big player, and I think he's going to make a very big impact. Unless something comes out about him or he stumbles and falls, which happens all the time, I think that Pete Buttigieg is a breakout star. And if we were back in my rock and roll days, I'd say it's number one with a bullet. He's on the way up, and he's a refreshing, bright, young, articulate.
What is refreshing about? What do you like about him?
He's smart. I like the fact that he's
a Rhodes Scholar. Yeah.
I think he's smart. He transcends the bickering minutiae of the left and the right that has brought us down to the position we're in today.
That's I read an article about him last week because he's getting a lot of attention, and I don't know a lot about him, but you know, I can't even really pronounce his last name. Buttigieg.
It's actually Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Yeah.
I'm playing Doug here. And, you know, the guy knows how to play both sides, and he does it very well. The thing where I was reading where I'm going to have to do some more research and look at him is he believes in freedom from everybody, for everybody, unless your freedom is better than my freedom, and then we have to do something about your freedom to make my freedom the same freedom as for everybody.
It's kind of a libertarian conservative position, isn't it?
Not unless I have to do something about your freedoms, which are better than mine, to make mine as good as yours. Then it's more of a socialist aspect to it. And that's the thing I want to do more research on.
Those tend to meet somewhere on the other side of the circle.
Well, again, my rule is to read 3 to 5 articles on somebody before I pass judgment, so I will not until I do a little bit more reading on him. But that for me, is something that I want to do more research on.
Well, that's something we should all be doing all the time.
Absolutely. And that's why I bring it up.
Not just 3 to 5 articles, 3 to 5 good articles.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad articles out there.
Good luck finding 3 to 5 good articles. That's why you have to read more than one. And that's another thing we should talk about. People who read one paragraph on Facebook is, or the first paragraph in an article, it kills me. And then you create go on Facebook and you start making statements and you start having arguments with people and you haven't really done your homework. So please read 3 to 5 at a minimum, if not more.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're heading toward an idiocracy, and ignorance seems to be ruling the day.
Unfortunately,
it's a problem. You cannot run a successful democracy with a stupid dump votership.
Here's the fascinating part of this week's list. Okay, so as you mentioned earlier in the hour, number 6 and number 4 are kind of tied. Joe Biden's Me Too problem. So let's go ahead and do that one right now and come back to number 5, Trump versus Obama. Because Joe Biden, and I think he's handled it well, had a Me Too problem. Somebody, and we don't really know who, most people assume it's the right, weaponized the Me Too movement and used it against Joe Biden. A lot of people think it's the left. And you mentioned earlier that the left's not really coming out to protect him on this issue. And a lot of people say that's because they're the ones who started it.
Oh, well, when you're running in the primary, you're running against your own party. You're running against, look at the way Trump ran against 17 clown car candidates back in 2016. He sounded like a Democrat if you look back at the debates when they were all on the stage and he was up there bashing the Bush dynasty and bashing
so
Cheney and saying things that were, you think he was the Democrat. So now in primary season, it's a civil war. It's vicious. There's bloodletting. And you're not going to expect Elizabeth Warren to go, oh, well, Grandpa Joe didn't mean any harm. He's a man of his time. You know, no, they're going to pile on or not help him by not saying anything. Well, we're going to have to look into this and see. You know, Biden faces a lot of problems. You know, he comes out, he says the problem with our culture, it's a white man culture and we've got to change it. Well, then why are you running for president
right.
when you have all those black women and gays and young people and all kinds of
right.
diversity
How
on your own party?
Yeah,
why do you want to be the face of your party when that's the problem? And then the Me Too thing, come on, you know, touchy-feely, whatever, whether he meant it, he didn't mean it. The problem with Joe Biden is under the spotlight of scrutiny that this campaign is going to put him through, he's a man who seems to be slightly out of touch with the times. And I personally, and again, I could be wrong, but I personally don't think he has the power to make it to the finish line in this particular political race. I think his day is done.
I don't think that anybody on the far left can make it all the way. That's why I think that he would stand a chance because he's more center left. But you
don't
know,
be so sure that nobody on the far left could make it all the way.
This country will never be a socialist country.
We're talking about the nomination here, Richie. We're not talking about the general election. Don't lose sight of that.
Absolutely.
The far left has much more chance in the primary.
In the primary
this time around, and that's what dominates. That's what dominates who's going to get the nomination, because we've already learned from all the stuff that's coming out now that Hillary did not run a very clean primary race with her connections to the DNC and all kinds of shenanigans there. Bernie Sanders might have been more accurate if Bernie got the nomination in 2016. He was denied it. A lot of people feel.
It was more than denied it. It was robbed from him.
So there you go. You know, I don't think
the
that's going to happen this time around.
Colluded to steal it from him with Hillary.
Right.
And it's absolutely, and it just shows you how politics is played. I mean, you look at the Mueller report and the Trump collusion, and then you look at the DNC collusion with Bernie. It's all dirty politics, and everybody plays it all the time, and we buy it something. You know,
well, one of the things the American public has to learn in terms of growing up, maturing, and being smart, as per our earlier discussion, is not to think that politics is this noble, glorious, you know, Boy Scout and Girl Scout profession. It's a dirty business, and people who tend to go into it are prepared to do that, and those who succeed at it are usually the dirtiest and most cutthroat.
Is that why Trump is so successful? Because he knows how to play dirty?
Oh, my gosh. That's certainly one of the pillars of his foundation. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And that's what it takes nowadays, isn't it? You can't be a gentleman and come in there. I mean, you know, Obama was a gentleman.
Obama played dirty. Obama was a good actor.
Right. He,
good actor.
He's a good actor.
He's just a different style. That's all. But no, they're all that way. They've all been that way all the way back to the beginning. Heck, the founding fathers used to shoot each other.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, too, Brute. So, all right, let's back up to number five here, and it Trump versus Obamacare. Trump, this is classic. I love this because Trump decides, you know what, I'm going to tackle health care, and we're going to win, and it's going to help us into the 2020 election, and I've got a plan, and I'm going to solve all of these problems. And Mitch McConnell's like, nope.
Yeah, well, at the beginning of the week, Trump was heady because of the Mueller report. The Mueller report comes out, Trump has taken his victory lap, he's full of himself, he's heady, he can take on the world. Hey, let's take advantage of this and let's overturn, let's repeal and replace Obamacare. We can do it. But what's your plan? Well, I got guys that can do it. Well, what's their plan? We don't know what we're going to do. What are we going to do? And then it's over. That's the story.
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is Mitch McConnell knows the reality. Mitch McConnell knows that that it would be a huge government program, and just like infrastructure, the Republicans don't want to take it on because it looks like massive spending, massive politics. And
they don't want people to be nervous that the Republicans took away their health care in the interim before they have something to replace it with.
So this is going to be a third rail issue, just like infrastructure, just like Social Security, just like guns and all this other stuff, where we just put it up there and we just kick it down the road for a couple of miles. So, and speaking of which, we're coming up with number 3, 2, and 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it! I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Past the hour. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Counting down the top 10 talk radio topics of this week, April 1st to 5th, 2019. And we've made it all the way down to number three, Michael, which is Trump and the Mexican border. And this is kind of like the Obamacare thing.
Same thing.
Where Trump basically says we're going to shut down the border. And then they're like, nope.
We can't shut down the border. There's millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of trade and business and people going up and back. The border is a vital, porous border that is not just a place to keep illegal immigrants from crossing. It turned out to be extremely impractical. When Mueller's report came out, Trump obviously went on some type of a Trump high.
Yeah.
And was very emboldened.
I can do anything, right.
I can do anything. I am vindicated. Everybody loves me. And I'm all powerful, and I walk on water. And let's make this thing happen. So let's shut down the border.
He pivoted and he turned and he said, Mexico has 1 year to stop the drugs from coming through the border, or else we're going to put tariffs on some of the cars that come
across. Right, 1 year. You know what 1 year is like in this speed of light.
Let's see what the threat brings. Yeah. All right, number two, Trump's tax returns. You know, I figured that this story would just kind of fizzle out, but every now and then they bring it back, and you've got some insight on this because a guy in your neighborhood is...
Yeah, Richard Neal, the congressman who's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, he's not known nationally, but he sure is known locally back where we live in western Massachusetts and where Talkers is headquartered. Congressman Richard Neal, they call him Richie, like we call you Richie. Richie, that's all they call him. He was once the mayor of Springfield. He is the dominant politician in western Massachusetts. He's going to be in office as long as he wants to, and he's a savvy, very, very smart guy who's avoided the national spotlight. It's kind of funny seeing him in it, but I don't think that this tax returns issue is going to go away. I think that they're going to, stalk Trump on every possible thing they can, and this is one of them.
If there's any information in there that he, a Russian business deal, even if it was on the up and up, they can go ahead and say, look, see, he's on the take from Russia. Some kind of a tax dodge. So, and Trump has admitted, listen, I do everything I can do to legally cheat the United States out of the tax money that I owe them.
Yeah.
And that's my right. That's, you got that right. But they need any kind of information to open a new investigation, to throw some kind of allegations out there. So, yeah, they're going to keep digging for it. All right, so let's get to the big banana here. Number one, the Mueller report aftermath. So this thing has kind of come in waves, and it's only been not even 2 weeks, really.
Yeah.
And it's already seen a wave, and it's not going to go away for the next few months.
No, it's not going to go away. It is a big banana. It's a big banana, then it's a little banana, then it's a big banana. But it's going to be around, and it's influenced almost everything we've talked about of political consequence. There is a rift. There are two sides to this story in terms of whether it's a cover-up by the Trump forces or whether the Democrats should just give it up already and stop hanging themselves, you know, by their own rope. Time will play out. My personal feeling is none of this is going to affect anything. The only thing that's going to affect the 2020 election, bar some unforeseen crisis, is Trump's report card on policy. And I think right now, believe it or not, it's just as my own instinct, I think Trump is gaining popularity among the votership.
I think that the more that the Democrats hang their hat in 2020 on this Mueller report, now we have to see the redacted version of it, and of course there's going to be arguments over that, whether what was redacted.
But know that Trump is dirty, and that's not the issue.
There is no collusion.
Traitor.
Dirty is one thing. Traitor is another thing. There is no collusion.
To avoid a million emails, they're all dirty. I'm not just saying someone will hear that and go, oh, you're accusing Trump of being dirty. No, they're all dirty.
Right.
That's not the issue that he's being judged by at this point, by the main thrust of the electorate.
But the left needs something for 2020. They were hoping to ride this all the way to the election and take Trump down with it. It's not going to happen. So now they need something new. So that's why the tax thing comes out, and they'll work the border thing, and they will try to figure out all of the different angles that they can use for Trump, but this one, it just ain't going to happen. If they ride it all the way, they're in a lot of trouble, and we're going to see Trump for another 4 years, and that's what they do not want for sure. So, all right, there's another week in the books for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael, thank you so much for indulging me and letting me chat with you for the hour. Join us again next week when Doug is back, and Michael will go through the top 10 talk topics of whatever's coming up this week, and we know Trump will be involved with it, but some other fun stuff here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.